Think a minute. Remember Christopher Columbus, the great bold explorer from Europe? He planned to sail across the Atlantic Ocean to find Asia, but he failed. Well, not completely. Instead of Asia, he found the New World, now called America. And you know the rest of the story. Louis Pasteur was looking for a way to keep wine from turning sour, but instead he found a way to kill the dangerous bacteria in milk. His process of pasteurization has made milk safer to drink for millions around the world. William Röntgen was working on a way to improve photography, but instead he found a way to make x-rays, which has enabled doctors to help save millions of lives. How many times have you really wanted something and did not get it, but instead you ended up getting something even better? So in the end, you are actually happy and thankful you didn't get what you first wanted. Someone once said, when God wants to curse us, He gives us what we want. You see, sometimes we want things that are not good for us, that in the end will make us and our family very unhappy, only we just don't know it yet. So because God loves us so much, He tries to protect us from our own wrong desires, so He doesn't give us what we want. Yet other times we want things that are actually good, and we still don't get them. But then God surprises us by giving us something even better, even though at first we may have felt disappointed or even angry. Remember, since our Maker designed and created us, He knows much better than we do what will actually satisfy us and make us successful. He created us to enjoy happiness that lasts, both this lifetime and the next, with Him. This is why asking Him to take control of your life and living His way every day is not only the right thing to do, it's the smartest thing you'll ever do. So why not decide right now to start following Jesus? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.